This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Right here in America. Hi, friends. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. And we have a few experts joining us today in a special talk radio town hall to talk about something everybody talks about, especially if you're in the business of staffing your particular place of business. It's how do I get people? Where is the workforce coming from? What do I need to do? You cannot turn on a radio station, look at a newspaper, watch a television station and not see somebody saying, come work for me. Here's the benefits. Here's what you get. So it's something that certainly is very prevalent. We're going to talk about it this hour with our friend Nancy Kelly from the Labor Masters. And it's very good to see you.
Nice to see you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. And our other friend David Dietz from Preference Employment Solutions with us today on the program. Nice to see you, David.
Likewise.
As well as Phil Davis, who is Workforce Division Director at Job Service North Dakota, joining us on the phone this hour as well. Hello, Phil. How are you?
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you doing? It's been a while since we've spoken.
Yeah, good to have you on the program. We appreciate it very much. So, Nancy, what do we want to accomplish this hour? Tell us a little bit about this talk radio town hall and what benefit the listeners are going to glean from this conversation.
Well, we're going to figure all this out today. Between the four of us, we should be able to figure out why we don't have enough people applying for the jobs that we have, and where are they all?
It's that easy.
It is that easy.
Four of us.
Four of us, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
sorry, four.
I'm really interested in
five.
Thank you.
Where,
I have a couple of questions.
Kev's in there, too. I'm really interested in the where are they all. Because that's everybody has a different theory on this, and early retirements, people that left the workforce and thought they'd rather enjoyed it, but not working and didn't want to come back or whatever it is. So that'll be a fun one as well. Let's just start on the why question though, Nancy. Why are they not there? Why is it so difficult for people to find the people to fill the positions they have open?
Well, I have my own opinion on this, and throughout the whole COVID experience, we feel that a lot of people just stayed home. That they stayed home, they were either too scared, they got a lot of assistance. We all know those checks were coming out, and we were all waiting for everybody to spend them. I think people don't realize is there's still a lot of assistance out there, not just COVID money for people to stay home, but you've got rental assistance, you've got daycare assistance, you've got a wide variety pack of money that they're getting from state and local governments, and these people are staying home.
To keep you at home.
Absolutely.
What part of the would you guys weigh in? I hear about the gig economy all the time. You know, you can make money in side hustles, and it seems to be you can make all this money doing all these different things, whatever kind of, you know, it just seems like there's a lot of people in that realm, in the gig economy that I hear, not wanting to work, just having, 30 different gigs they're doing or whatever.
Well, you look at the people that do Uber.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Ubering, lifting, delivering food, and you see a lot of it. I've got a lot of people
writing reviews or they're doing whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the... I don't know the amount of people that are doing that, but I do see a lot of that in Fargo as well.
Okay.
I'll chime in on that, too, if I could, on the gig portion. And I completely agree with that. We actually were just asked by our vendor for our website. Hey, do you want the gig portion turned on so people can find work on the gig opportunities? And we kind of had to step back a little bit and take a look at that. But there are people out there that, like the gentleman just said, kind of go from gig to gig to gig and make their living that way. So that is definitely something that, we are competing with here in the state of North Dakota and the United States.
All right, I want to just finish on the why question for each of you. David, do you want to take that one?
I absolutely echo Nancy's and others' thoughts about different types of government assistance, federal, state, whatever it is. Yes, I see some of that going on as well that is preventing some people from taking jobs. I also look at a list of other things that are some factors. To begin with, declining birth rate. Our birth rate in America has been declining for quite a while now, several years. In 2019, pre-pandemic, we were down to 1.6 births per child-bearing woman or whatever that technical term is. It takes 2.1 to sustain a population. We're at 1.6. So some of the workers that employers need to hire today were never born.
But that, of course, was a trajectory that started pre-pandemic, right?
Correct. Yep. Going back at least 20 years ago.
Yeah, so it just added to the other things you mentioned, people staying home because of whatever reason. And assistance, you can't, I mean, that's dried up, right? I mean, isn't?
No, I would go back to what Nancy was talking about, non-COVID cash payments to people, which I don't claim to be the expert at or fully understand, but I think Nancy mentioned rental assistance and daycare assistance and whatever else. I don't remember exactly what she mentioned, but there are still programs out there that one could argue incentivize some people to not take a job or work less than they would have otherwise.
So, but Nancy, that the COVID assistance is dried up.
In North Dakota, we opted out some time ago. There are still some states, at least there were, 6 to 8 weeks ago, that were still getting national assistance, your blue states, so to speak. I'm not sure if that's done yet or if it's going to continue until it's no longer a pandemic.
Man.
But there are certain states where if you stay at home, you make more money than an average person going to work, and Minnesota is in the top five.
Wow. And but your point is, as David mentioned, the other assistance programs are out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was before. That's
been pre-pandemic.
That's been pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
That was a problem before the pandemic. We saw it all the time. This is an industry that David and I have both been in well over 20 years, and we know at the first of the month there's nobody coming in because they get their assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a fact. We see it all the time.
Here's a little story to add to this, an example that I heard from other people. I have not studied these data points factually myself, but last Christmas time, I'm in Florida seeing my wife's parents, right? And they have a lot of friends living in Florida that used to live in New York or still have a summer home there or whatnot. And I heard from two people at this Christmas party from Floridians that used to live in New York that if you live in New York, husband, wife, with two kids in the house, if the mom and dad both don't work, $90,000 a year.
Wow. Put that in your noggin and knock it around a little bit.
Yeah.
And you wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get your take on the why, Phil. Go ahead and share your thoughts.
You bet. And I agree with Dan and I'm sorry, I forgot the other
Nancy
person.
And David. Nancy and David. Yep.
Okay, Nancy and Dave. I totally agree with them also. It was said before that with our unemployment, everybody, that was on unemployment during COVID. We stopped that program back in June of 21 with the agreement of the governor's office. And no other time have we seen our unemployment numbers lower than they are right now. We have about 4,800 people on unemployment in the state of North Dakota right now, and 77% of those are going back to their employer, and that's just our normal seasonal layoff. But I think we have to look at, what happened to our labor force, and we hit on a couple of these. We've been talking about people retiring, and I've been doing this for 16 years now, since about 2008, 2007. We've been talking about people leaving the workforce due to retirements. We saw people during COVID say, you know what? I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of doing the 8-to-5 work. I'm going to start my own business. Self-employment was a big one. Multi-job holders. There's one that we don't talk about a lot, but I kind of grabbed some data from 2012 to 2022. We lost 10,000 people who had multiple jobs in the state of North Dakota. We were at 31,000, and now in 2022, we only have 21,000 people in the state that hold multiple jobs. You know, and then other people left the workforce, went back to school, or like we mentioned before, some childcare issues there. And one thing that we don't talk about enough, and you can see it driving up and down State Street here in Bismarck. You can see it driving down 13th Avenue. How many more business establishments do we have in the state of North Dakota, particularly Bismarck and Fargo, and then equal that to our workforce? And that's something I think we should dive into there.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll do just that and more when we continue on a special Talk Radio Town Hall talking about workforce. I understand the problem, very key to ultimately coming up with the fixes. More with our pros coming up after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Your call's welcome, too, at 701-271-1100. Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Completely forgot about this Michael Jackson song.
See what I did there?
It was out of my...
Got you working day and night, buddy.
Yeah.
We got some people getting us working here.
It's not the biggest Michael Jackson hit, but it's not bad.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. We're talking about work. Workforce. Labor participation. Chatting about on a special Talk Radio Town Hall today with our guest, Nancy Kelly from Labor Masters. David Dietz from Preference Employment Solutions and Phil Davis, Workforce Division Director of Job Service in North Dakota. Brought to you this hour by our friends at PetroServe USA. Might want to think about what's for lunch today. How about some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience? 45th Street Fargo has mac and beef today. Salisbury Steak has Glendon. Or Glendon, rather, has Salisbury Steak. Yeah, nice Salisbury Steak in Glendon today. PetroServe USA location there. NP Avenue, Sloppy Joe's and Fries, Mac and Beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Chicken Pot Pie or Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Meatloaf or Scalloped Potatoes and Ham in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. So before the break, Phil, you were talking about the amount of new jobs created. Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, I guess the amount of new businesses created. And then, you know, how many jobs does that mean for each new business? And then how many people do we have in the workforce to take care of those? Give me that stat again.
You bet. Well, first off, you're making me hungry. That sounds pretty darn good, what's going on there in the eastern part of the state. But what I was mentioning, from 2011 to 2021, we added over 5,400 business establishments here in the state of North Dakota. However, we've only added 24,000 people in our labor force. So that equates to, you know, a little bit over 4 people for every business establishment. Now, I'd also like to hear what Nancy and David have to say in that. But I don't, you know, yes, you have the small mom and pops who open up. Maybe they only have 2 employees. But then on the other hand, we're seeing some, you know, in no other time have we seen more industry or restaurants open up here in Bismarck, Fargo, that sort of thing. And I know you can't run a restaurant off with just 4.5 people per establishment. I think, you know, we have to remember that we're adding all these establishments. Yes, it's great for the economy, but where are we getting the workforce? And, you know, as far as what I mentioned earlier, the labor participation rate, we're at 69.2% here in the state of North Dakota. And that means those individuals 16 and over who can work and are not institutionalized are working. We're the third highest in the country behind Nebraska and the District of Columbia. So we kind of have a disconnect there. And I think sometimes it's an easy answer for all of us to say, oh, nobody wants to work. Well, I'm not sure if that's the case, because at no other time have we had such a high. I think we have to go back to like 1996. Have we had a higher participation rate here in the state of North Dakota? So I'm interested to see what Nancy and Dave had to say on that, too, from their perspective.
Nancy, go ahead.
That's an incredible number, that the percentage of participation. I would like to see more than that. I'm not going to be happy unless we had 100% participation. I'm sorry.
But if we break down that number, in the 30% that are not working, we're talking about people that just physically can't work.
I thought that was the number that could work.
Aren't we, Philly, or is it?
That's 16 and over that can work, correct. Yep. That are not institutionalized, 16 and over. Correct.
16 and over that are not.
Participation rate. Yep.
Okay, so 70% of people who can work are working.
Right.
Correct. Yep.
So there's 30% that aren't.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Nancy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the, even though we're top 3 in the country, that doesn't say much for the United States of America's labor participation rate.
Exactly. I've never been happy with the participation rate. I think it should be 100%, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I ask Phil, do you know the latest on the nationwide workforce participation rate? Last I think I recall, but I don't review these stats every day, but I thought it was around 61 or 62, 63%. Do you know
exactly
that?
Right. January of 23, we're at 62.4% for the U.S., and North Dakota was at 69.1%.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well,
so I totally agree. We'd like to see those numbers, you know, 80 plus. That would be awesome. But yeah, I just you know, there's other ways that people are getting by out there. And I think we also have to dive into, you know, just some of the barriers that we have, that we see. And I would imagine Nancy and David see the same thing. But in no other time have we seen more homelessness, drug and alcohol issues, addictions, mental health. disabilities that prevent people from getting into the workplace. So I think those are some things that we have to also recognize and talk about a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see every different labor reports, workforce stuff that comes across my desk, and one thing that keeps popping up are the opioid addictions.
Right.
And from what I hear, it's mainly more men than women, and it's like working age men, you know, that have fallen into these addictions, these traps, which is sad. You know, I feel for those people. How do we help them? How do they help themselves as well in getting out of that situation so they can be a productive citizen and start participating in the workforce again?
It's really connected to the workforce challenge, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I mean, that's why folks in the business of wanting more people need to roll up their sleeves and say, what are we doing on some of these issues that are plaguing the United States? And one of them is the opioid.
It's quite sad. It's what we see every day in our workforce centers. You know, we have 9 workforce centers across the state, and I would say once a week we are dealing with an issue in one of those centers where we've had to call local authorities to help us with either taking that person out, or they had a medical emergency right in our workforce center, or there was a case in Fargo where the person was huffing in the bathroom, and she did it so much that she completely passed out. We had to have the ambulance come in, the firefighters come in, and, you know, and bring her back to life. And it's just, it's something that, you know, like I said, we're seeing more and more in our workforce centers, those type of barriers to employment, sadly.
Quickly, first Nancy, then David, what do you make of the 5,400 new businesses and, you know, only 24,000 new people in? So just sheer numbers, there's not enough.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge. And then we need to look at, you know, enticing people to come to North Dakota if that's the only thing that we're looking at. We need to do something about that weather outside, because who wants to move here tomorrow? Nobody.
Yeah.
Maybe we get them to move from winter states, right?
Canada.
What do you think, David, of that?
Yeah.
That's a very interesting number of new businesses, but also alarming that we don't have enough people to staff them.
We don't have enough people to staff, that is for sure. And it's every state, to my knowledge. It's all 50 states and beyond. And North Dakota is strong. We're a very good state to live in and do business. Given the weather, we're all kind of crabby here this week here in the forecast. But you know what? We have a lot of really good things going on here. But I have an observation from just all my years working at Preference. We have many clients in the Red River Valley area that have less employees than they used to. Say if they used to have 100 employees, now they're trying to get by with 95 or maybe 90. And I'm kind of wondering if some of the startup businesses have been just pulling from current employers or existing employers.
Yeah, because there's a few more to give. And that efficiency is forced. One concern I have is you're going to push more and more efficiency, being able to get done with less, and then one day you're going to be not needing employees. Well,
when
high rates, more coming up.
Controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump confirmed he will leave his Florida resort tonight and travel to New York City, where he will appear in court tomorrow for his arraignment. Trump says the corrupt DA has no case. What he does have is a venue where it's impossible for me to get a fair trial, end quote. Former U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy on Fox News last night.
A rogue prosecutor will try to make up for with quantity what he lacks in quality. So what you always have to be careful of is that they're loading up an indictment with counts, even though it's thin gruel, because in essence, what Bragg is trying to accomplish is to get Trump to be a convicted felon.
A group of large oil producers led by Saudi Arabia announced yesterday they will cut more than 1 million barrels of oil a day starting next month. The output cuts add to the reduction of 2 million barrels a day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I have no idea what this song is, but I know there's
Working Man by Rush.
A meaning behind it.
It working is, man. Son. Yeah. Call me the Working Man.
Talking about the working man and woman. Where are they all? We need more of them. North Dakota growing 5,400 new businesses, but not enough new folks coming to the state to fill those positions for those jobs. Nancy Kelly from Labor Masters, David Dietz from Preference Employment Solutions, and Phil Davis, Workforce Division Director at Job Service North Dakota, with us today on the program as we do a talk radio town hall on these important issues that every employer is facing. What I was trying to say before the break is, and Phil, I'd maybe start with you. Given the fact it's just very hard to hire people, obviously people are doing what they need to do. And to David's point earlier, you know, maybe had 100 people at one point and then went to 95 and then down to 90. And while those folks would fill in some of the other jobs, at some point are we going to get to a position where we have so much efficiency and so much automation that you're going to have this, unemployment rate surge? Is that a worry?
Is it a worry? I think in our current climate and looking forward, let's say 3 to 5 years, I don't believe so. But that's just me kind of shouting that out. I think, you know, we have a shortage right now. And we're still talking about making, you know, or having employers when they talk to us, hey, why can't I attract anybody? Why can't I find anybody? You know, the first thing we sit down and talk to the employers with or about is, what kind of culture do you have? Are you losing individuals because of your culture? What kind of management do you have? Are you taking care of your employer or your employees? Are you really paying what you're saying? And where are you competitive? And I think that's really key in this environment, because let's be honest, it is truly a job seeker's market, probably one that haven't encountered maybe back in the oil boom, back in Williston in 2011 and 2010. We had a serious job seeker market up there. But I think we're kind of seeing that come back, not only in the western part of the state, but in the eastern part of the state. And I think we have to really have our employers take a good look. Where are they at as far as paying their employees? What kind of benefits are they offering? Are they truly making their benefits? Are they telling their prospective employees about their benefits? Because it all adds up at the bottom line, and it's something that it's key to that development. It's key to growing their business.
701-271-1100 if you have a question or comment. Somebody just texted, hey, I want the number of the show. Well, you can call us at 701-271-1100, or you can text us at 701-237-1590. on the automation front. Is that where you and Nancy?
Not at all. No, we've had clients in the past that have automated, and they thought that they got to say goodbye to us, and then lo and behold, they still had to use us.
They still needed you.
They still needed us, just in a different capacity.
That's a good thing. Dave, how about you?
Same thing. You know, I've been watching our clients of preferences automate their businesses for years, for decades, and I'm happy when they're able to do some of that. It does not completely reduce their need for labor most all the time. It's just helping their business get more efficient. And I think there's capacity for more North Dakota employers to automate certain functions of their business, and they're still going to need labor. At this point, I think we're a really long ways off from truly eliminating jobs.
Texter says, I'm not sure if you've covered this yet, but the huge increase in wages post-pandemic has allowed people to only have one job instead of two. Phil, do you see that in the data?
Yeah, and I mentioned that before, and that goes back to that multi-job holders in the state of North Dakota. You know, in 2012, we had 31,000. In 2022, we have 21,000 multi-job holders. So, yes, it's definitely up there as far as the increase in wages across the state of North Dakota.
Another text says, question for all of your guests. Did the city of Fargo hire Dr. Terry Hogan? Does he work with you for trying to find people of color employment here in the Fargo-Moorhead area? Because that's what I understand he was hired to do. I didn't think we had a hiring problem of people of minorities here in Fargo, especially with our temporary labor agencies. Has Dr. Terry Hogan reached out to any of you? Nancy?
Not to me, no.
Okay. Yes, he has. Our team knows Dr. Hogan a little bit. I don't know his exact role at the city of Fargo, but he's a good guy. I think he's making good efforts to do what he does for the community, but I don't know exactly what his job description is.
And Phil, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I don't know that gentleman. I'm sorry. I would have to ask Carrie Fry, our workforce center manager, if she's had contact with Dr. Hogan at all.
Got it. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the culture thing that you mentioned earlier, Phil. Just, you know, for people to say, I want people. Okay, how you doing on, as you mentioned, culture, management, paying them? Are you competitive? All those things. I'll start with you, David. How important is culture?
Extremely important.
What is it?
It is. You know, so there's many definitions of culture, and I myself continue to visit with business leaders throughout the eastern part of North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, business owners that think culture is things like throwing parties for your employees, throwing appreciation events, pool, ping pong, let's go drink beer after 5 o'clock. That is not culture to me. No, those are nice extra things to do for your staff if you really appreciate them and want them to build relationships with each other on your team. That's great. To me, what organizational culture what culture is organizational health. How healthy is your culture? Do people respect each other? What's the trust level amongst the people in your business? Do they trust each other? Do they collaborate? You know, things like that. Do they engage in good, healthy conflict? You know, that's what I think of when I think of the foundations of good culture.
Nancy, how important is culture?
It's huge. I like to call it non-monetary compensations also, where you set a great place to work like we do in our office. I have to brag about our office just a little bit and what we do for people that's not on the payroll there, but
none of this would surprise me.
But gone are the days where you can yell and scream at someone and get them to be productive. And I see it a lot of times run on some different job sites, and we've got some old school superintendents, and you've got some younger folk out there, and they are not going to be yelled at. They're not going to be, you know, I don't know. I grew up on a farm. We got yelled at. I didn't have a problem with
me
it.
Too.
But,
yeah.
But
yep.
That's not the case anymore. So you have to have a certain way of asking people to work and getting them to want to work for you without forcing them to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Extraordinarily important. The employers you talk to on that issue, Phil, what do you tell them culture is?
Yeah, I everything that Nancy and David have said, and it's just you want to be the place where people seek you out to come to work. And I think we've had over the last couple of years here, just I'll use job service, for example, we've kind of turned that around here. We went through some major layoffs. We shut workforce centers, and our culture, our morale, everything was really low in the early part of 2016. We've had to change that. Now we see people that come here and work for job service, and they leave for maybe a couple of extra dollars. And believe it or not, 6 months later, they're like, hey, do you have any openings? And when you do have an opening, will you please take me back? You know, I can look across the state of North Dakota in our 9 workforce centers. It's happening right now in Fargo. We have somebody that's coming back and working for us. And we're so glad that she made that transition back to us. She was such a valued employee before she left. And I think it's all part of that. It's saying hello. It's asking how somebody's doing. It's asking how their family's doing. Hey, how the kids' baseball game go? It's I think David mentioned about a birthday, celebrating a birthday. It's just those little type of things that, as a manager, as a leader, as a supervisor, you have to take the extra time and build that into your day. And sometimes that goes into your evening too. It's okay to send a text message to say, hey, how was your day? How did the kids' game go? How's grandpa and grandma doing? Whatever it may be, to make them feel, you know, needed and wanted in your organization. And that's key. And of course, making sure you're compensating those individuals as well. And, you're competitive across the market.
Lester has a question saying, I'm concerned about 100% employment. In an ideal world, a parent is home for the children. In the 30% you mentioned that are not working, how many of those would be stay-at-home moms? Give that one to you, Phil.
Yeah, I don't have a percentage on that, but that's something, you know, that we talked about earlier as far as what happened to our labor force, and that's one of them. Only one parent now working. You know, we're seeing the rising costs of child care, you know, versus what a person can make in wages. And that's starting to maybe increase too much. And so mom and dad decided, you know what, we're okay just leaving off of one income for a while. Let's get the kids, you know, these next 3, 4, 5 years, let's get them into school, have mom or dad stay at home, and we're going to make ends meet. We're going to cut back on different things. Maybe we're only taking a vacation, a 3-day vacation off the Medora instead of going to Minneapolis. So, you know, just different examples like that. So it's definitely prevalent. It's what we have been seeing since, you know, the summer of 2020 for sure.
Email from Paul says, you need to address what employers are paying. I live in Minnesota, work as a programmer in tech for 30 years, and if you could even be close to match what I make in Minnesota, I'd be there tomorrow. Look at what is going on in Minnesota's government. More than me, just ready to move. Is Minnesota a target-rich environment, but is our pay level too low in North Dakota, would you say, David?
You know, that's a good question. You know, over the years, I've always heard that the Twin Cities wage market is higher than Fargo. What is that today since all the reshuffling of the deck, if you will, with a pandemic? I don't know what that difference is. And just as importantly, how that difference compares with the cost of housing from marketplace to marketplace.
How about you, Nancy? What are your clients on the pay front?
Our clients have had a healthy dose of reality the last couple of years and a lot of sticker shock because it's the largest increase in hourly wage rate that I've ever seen in 20-some years of doing this, from entry-level general labor jobs going from, you know, really from $14 an hour to $20 an hour, and that's in 2 years, where if you had that range, that took years and years and years to get to that point prior to, but now it's a big jump, and trying to get everybody on board with their pricing structure to their clients, because you know they're going to pass it on. They just have to get up to speed.
Interesting. Phil, I imagine you track this. Are we paying enough in North Dakota?
Yeah, I think in some industries we're very competitive, and I think in others we have some room there. But then, of course, then as the consumer, then we're complaining about those prices. So it's really, you know, one of those things that we all have to recognize. You know, we've been hearing that about healthcare for probably 10 or 12 years, that those individuals who graduate, let's say, from UND or NDSU with a nursing degree, and then they get that degree and move right away to Minnesota because of the higher wages. Well, are they taking in account what they're paying there as far as normal living, the cost of living. So I think it's all measured. We have to take a look at that.
Short break. Back with more with our guest after this. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I get it. Dolly, typing on the typewriter from 9 to 5, right?
There you go.
Yeah. MyPillow.com for all the great deals. Scott is the promo code that gets you the best deal. Like, buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, for example. And some great low prices. In fact, those low prices we talked about on Thursday and Friday, they extended into Monday, so you can still get in there and get some great deals. Call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. New poll out has Donald Trump leading by 30 points. It must be all the shots of the plane. that is still on the ground in West Palm Beach, Florida, right, Kev? We have this on good authority that the plane's still there?
Yep. I've been watching intently, just keeping a sharp eye focused on the plane that's still sitting.
It's still sitting there. Okay, we wanted to update you, just so you know.
And Trump has not left Mar-a-Lago yet.
We started the show by telling you Trump's plane was still on the ground in Florida, and by golly, we can report that that's still the case. So we're on top of it here.
At least we're consistent.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's finish strong here on this great Labor Workforce Talk Radio Town Hall here with Nancy Kelly from Labor Masters, David Dietz from Preference Employment Solutions, and Phil Davis, Workforce Division Director at Job Service of North Dakota. Was there something you wanted to get in on wages before we move to the next topic, David?
Echo that. What Nancy brought up is really an important deal. How, you know, for many years, you know, employers would really make efforts to increase their wages, you know, 25, 50 cents at a time, a dollar at a time. And what we just experienced in North Dakota, at least in the Fargo market, here in the last two or so years, is unprecedented. You know, we've gone from, you know, like Nancy said, five, six, eight, whatever bucks an hour in a very short period of time. So the wage growth that we've seen here locally in Fargo is like something I've never, ever seen before.
What kind of a help, Nancy, will college kids that are obviously able to work that aren't right now, they're in school, but summer brings a little more opportunity for them to work, what kind of help will that be for the workforce?
Oh, my gosh. If we could get all the college and high school students to go work, that would be fantastic. We love them to work for us. We got tons of summer jobs. I'm sure David and I both, we could fill a whole roster full of high school and college students if they work.
So welcome. You'll get some, but you'd like them all to work.
We'd like them all.
Yeah. So a surge is coming?
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Does it usually?
We get some.
Is that right?
Well, you know, there's summer hockey, summer baseball, summer.
Stuff to do. Yeah.
And that's a challenge we find, and I think many other employers that we collaborate with find, is that the athletics and the emphasis on athletics in America, in the region, and in our own community here in Fargo is really, really high. Sports is very, very important to a lot of people, a lot of families, and that is in some cases prioritized over taking a job.
Phil, question for you from a listener. Paul says, South Dakota used to actively pursue businesses from Minnesota due to the business climate. North Dakota needs to do the same to go after Minnesota's workforce. Is that something that is being done or could be done, some kind of a campaign, anything that the job service is doing?
As far as going after employees, we work with the Department of Commerce on Find the Good Life campaign, where they're trying to attract individuals into the state of North Dakota. And then our part in that is being a community champion. So we're lined up with those job seekers, prospective job seekers, and those people that want to move to North Dakota. And we tell them all about our communities. We tell them about the jobs available. We take them to our website. We help them with a resume, all those type of things. So, yes, that is going on. And if anybody's interested in that, they can go to Department of Commerce's website and just look at Find the Good Life campaign.
Only have a couple minutes left, but I'd like each of you to talk a little bit about the resources available to employers from the businesses that you have. Labor Masters, how can you help, Nancy?
If you need last-minute temporary employment, we're open at 5 a.m. every morning. A client can call in, and typically we can get you help in an hour or two. You can use them for a day, two, three, maybe a week, and, you know, no strings attached.
Well, that's nice. Labor Masters makes it easy. David, what do you guys do at Preference Personnel?
At Preference, we do a lot of professional search, the executive level to mid-level positions, 50K to 150K salary kind of stuff. We also do a lot of mostly permanent position, manufacturing and logistics staffing. We also help people find a lot of office jobs. We do a lot of that. Last couple of years, we're also helping employers do a lot of payroll processing and human resources support, and that's been a lot of fun.
And what kind of resources does Job Service North Dakota provide for employers, Phil?
Well, obviously, with our website, jobsindeed.com, we have employers that come and list their openings, and that, of course, is free. We have job seekers that are still coming into our workforce centers. We're averaging about 2,400 job seekers every month. So there is a little bit of a pool out there. We just have hosted job fairs across the state. We have two more to go in Grand Forks and Devil's Lake, where we've been seeing about 150 to 175 people attend those. And then, of course, we have our federal employment and training program, where if somebody does have a barrier to employment, we can provide them the funds to attend short-term training, like CNA, CDL, and welding are our top three. And, of course, with those three occupations, that just brings them right into the workforce. So, yeah, give us a look at jobsindeed.com.
All right. Very good. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you. I love being here.
Enjoyed it. We learned a lot, and a great conversation, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
We should do it again.
Exactly right. Nancy Kelly from Labor Masters. David Dietz from Preference Employment Solutions. Thank you, David.
Keep up the good work. Good to see you again, Scott.
It's a good conversation, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And, Phil, great data. Data a lot. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, and I always like enjoy being on your show. So please give me a call. And sorry I couldn't be there in person. If I'd have known, we could have done it last week. I was in Fargo and Wapton for a couple of
days. Next time. Next time. Thank you all. Special Talk Radio Town Hall on the workforce. See you tomorrow. God bless.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA, home to great deals all month long, like any size fountain or coffee or cappuccino, 79 cents. Need a new phone cord? Anacorda. Sale priced $3.99 to $27.99 for the best of the best. Rare Mega Vapes are $19.99. 16-ounce Red Bull, 3 for $8. Stun Guns, $5 off. Little Trees, 99 cents. Old Trapper, 10-ounce for $12.99. And so much more. At a PetroServe USA near you, helping you feel better.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.